game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood.
Welcome to the Voice No Thighs podcast.
Yo, Ken!
The maximum will come from.
Good evening. It is Friday, September 6th, 2019. Welcome to this episode of the Voice Note Files podcast. Tonight we'll be talking about keeping it for marriage. How should a man deal with a relationship in which he is required to wait for marriage before being intimate? Scenario: if a guy is really nice to this girl, but gets annoyed easily. Don't know how to speak to his girl properly and can't control his sex hormones. Should she, as a virgin, saving it for marriage, stay in that or not? Tonight's episode, like all other episodes, are brought to you by the good folks over at Diamond Optical. Diamond Optical is located on the third floor of the City Mall. They have a six month credit plan available and free lifetime servicing on your spectacles. Diamond Optical is the best place in Guyana for contact lenses and spectacles. They're located, like I said, on the third floor of City Mall, so check them out. Their telephone number is 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. I'll be back on the other side of the music break after I share the link to the live broadcast, and we shall have the conversation going.
Tomorrow I get in. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage and making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and we call over Dwayne. Some of my friends them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we ramp the parties insane. All right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir. Back in the day, we used to live Charlotte Street. Just learn to walk and speak. Me woulda grab a bucket, two stick and melt in and gone in the yard and beat. Miss Paul used to suck up your teeth. We didn't kick as the music sweet. You could hear me little voice in Regent Street, but I'm still in the game. On the stage, I'm keeping the flame. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Tell the music running me vain. Yesterday and tomorrow again. We used to drive the neighbors insane. I'm still in the game. On the stage, I'm making me name. Used to jump with Leon and Shane. We used to make enough noise in the neighborhood. Get vexed and call over Dwayne. Some of my friends, them gone down the lane. Pour a shot till we see them again. Now we ram the parties insane. All right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass when we sing, sir.
People that say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but among the I've heard, it's too numerous to mention. Yeah.
This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah.
Okay, so it's time to get into the discussion. I just shared the live link. My name is Joel Frank. I'm your host as usual. I forgot to mention that earlier. Tonight we're talking about, like I said, keeping it for marriage. How should a man deal with a relationship in which he is required to wait for marriage before being intimate? Tonight's scenario is, if a guy is really nice to this girl but gets annoyed easily, doesn't know how to speak to his girl properly, and can't control his hormones, should she, as a virgin, saving it for marriage, stay in that or not? Alright, we got some voice notes in already. I haven't yet received any text message replies. So we're going to go through the voice note messages. Actually, I have a few text message replies. So we're going to go through the voice note messages and the text message replies that have come in. And also we will play and or read any other voice note or message replies that come into the topic. So stay tuned.
People asking me these questions, yeah, stupid questions.
questions. A night I saw something that really made me ponder. George Bush go on stage and shake off Stevie Wonder. Well then I realized that the world crazy. Oh, you gonna shake off a blind man expecting to see? Well, this one is a completely different story. I ever tell you about the sweet girl who tried to rob me? Call me and tell me how she needs some money. Well, the first thing, I don't believe a stupid story. She tell me how she want buy back she TV. How the current passing and it blows she icy. I just tell you on the phone, you bloody crazy. You forget you don't have electricity. It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
The other day nearly laughed till I get narrow. A man passed by me out selling drop a war. I'm not saying what he said is wrong completely, but I never seen nobody climbing a war tree. All I'm saying is certain things that we need to stop, cause if you pick it or it fall.
Alright, so our first contribution is a text message that came in from a very real contributor. He says he thinks that she should save it. He asks if the person that she's with can't respect her now, how would he be with her later after probably giving it up to him? All right, that's a very valid question and a very valid point also. In any relationship, I think it's very important to respect the wishes of your significant other, but we're not going to get into what I think right now. Just going to respond to some of the messages as they come in or as I read them out or play them. And then at the end, around the for Mark, I'll let you know what I think about the entire topic as a whole. So, moving on to the next message.
All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions. This place is crazy.
Another regular contributor came in and he says that's a tough one. He should respect the woman's wishes, but after marriage, they could discover that they are sexually incompatible. What then? That's a very valid question. What do you do if after saving it for marriage, you find out that you and your partner aren't compatible sexually? That's a beta right there. I think that would be a case for an argument rather for sex outside of marriage, because that's the only way you're going to know if you're sexually compatible or not, is to have sex in the first place. I guess you could annul the marriage if you find out very early on that, you know, you guys aren't sexually compatible. I don't know. I really don't know what you're going to do if after saving it for marriage and the guy waiting for so long gets married to you and finds out that, look, you guys aren't sexually compatible. That's wow. Okay. All right. Moving on.
Talking rubber me plenty rum, West Indian party the best. We just drink and drunk and wine away, outsiders say we possess. Whether carnival or Vince Mascraft, who bore mash your money. You see this year to next year, time like this, you can find we in the party. Put your hand in the air, oh gosh. Cause tonight the party can done, the vibe can done, the fun can done, the rum can done. No one. Hand in the air, oh gosh. Cause tonight we felting as one.
For me, as someone that is a virgin and grew up in a Christian home and is baptized, and you know that you gotta live a certain life and you gotta go by what the Bible says and all of that. Yes. So more than likely, if I go in a relationship, or if I'm in a relationship, I just tell the person, the individual, or whoever it is, that okay, you will have to wait until marriage. But there are some guys that this might pressure you. There are some guys that just leave because they can't be it. There are some guys that would actually wait until and don't have no problem, even though that they might be waiting. For sure, they're going to get some other girl that they're going to doing it with, because whenever done, they're human. But for me, they're a different type of men, and they can all do different things, because some might stay, some might leave, some might tell you, okay, some might tell you, you don't got to do it somewhere, some point in time or some point in the relationship. All of that, this happens. So, but then you ask.
So then, what do you think would be the ideal thing for him to do? Should he wait? And how should he then deal with his sexual frustrations?
For me, it all depends on the person, because there are some men that would wait, and there are some men that won't wait. So it all depends on the person. It's just like I said just now. There are some men that would wait, and there are some men that would tell you, "Pretty sure they may wait, and then just move on and so on." But to me, how some men just deal with it, some men would just go and get some other girl. If they tell you they're going to wait, they're going to get some other girl, and they're going to do the thing and so on. And they won't even let you know, or they might tell you. But it all depends on the person, the man. It all depends on the man, because some people might wait, some people mightn't.
All right, so that was a back and forth voice note session between me and one of our regular contributors. If you are a regular listener, you would recognize the voice. So that's her take on it. There are men that would wait, but in this day and age, I don't think there are that many men that would wait. A lot of people these days see waiting to have sex in marriage as in waiting to get married to have sex as an outdated concept. Because while he may be waiting on you, there may be women that are willingly offering it to him. So then that can be looked at as two things. That can be looked at as them cheapening the value of what you have to offer him on his wedding night. Or it could come across as them being loose and you being a woman of more substance. So it's kind of depends on one's perspective. Moving on to other messages and voice notes that would have come in. Stay tuned.
Interesting topic. All right, if I'm dealing with a young man and I'm a virgin, and I've made that clear from the get-go that I'm a virgin, and my intent and my religious belief is that I want to save it for marriage, even if it doesn't work out that way, this is what I'm saying to you now, that I'm saving it for marriage. I want it to be between me and my husband. My little boyfriend supposed to understand it. If he can't understand, and it goes both ways, male and female, if he or she can't understand that this is what their boyfriend or their girlfriend require and want, then neither the boy nor the girl shouldn't be with that person. I mean, come on, that's your virtue. And if he or she gets annoyed quickly when you're stating that I don't have intention of having sex, and this is not what I want, and you're insisting and pushing, he or she is not for you. This is as plain as simple as it could possibly be. If I don't want to do something, don't force me to do it.
All right, the voice of another very regular contributor coming in there, echoing a person's right to choose what they want to do. It is their life after all. So if you're with somebody and they're saying, look, I want to keep my virginity until I get married, then regardless of whether or not you are willing to put up with them keeping it until they get married, you need to respect it. It's either you stay and wait for them to get married to you, or probably for them to change their mind, but not try to force them to change their mind. It's up to you to be patient with that person. That person is going to give it up when they feel like they're ready. And if it is that they're ready until they get married, then they're ready until they get married. I don't see much people speaking directly to the scenario. I have a set of messages between me and Dom, who is a regular listener and contributor to the program, that I am going to have to read and play. I'm going to read out our messages as they appear here in the chat. She says, it's a challenge nowadays to stay a virgin, especially when one thinks they love the guy and he's saying he's going to find others to take care of his needs if she won't. Isn't love supposed to help both parties be able to be disciplined with their needs, the desire to be faithful to each other? Is sex a difficult need to master that one is such a difficult need to master that one is willing to drop the other to scratch that itch? If he's already annoyed and demanding, will he be any better after marriage? So those are her comments. I think she has a voice comment here. Let me see if I can play that for you. Just hold a second.
I am leaning towards it being pretty much emotional blackmail. How you describe it, because you've had sex and you don't seem to think that you're able to back off and wait and don't like masturbating, you know, that comes across as emotional blackmail, and that's not ever going to work in any relationship. And if that's how it's being treated now, she's just going to, you know, she should be just smart and walk away, because it'll always be blackmail. If she gives in on this one, he'll, as you said before, he will do it again. And so, you know, for her, she should just walk away. If he, you know, if a male is that incapable of controlling their sexual needs, then probably they should just stick with the ladies that are willing to give it for free, and, you know, not bother with trying to find a good girl, because they obviously want to be with bad girls.
Yeah, I got it, but I was
all right. That is Dom and her input. Otherwise, no, that was about to play there. It was just me acknowledging receipt of the voicemail that she sent in. Clearly, if she gives in to the pressure of him demanding sex, then who's to say that he's not going to adopt the attitude that, look, okay, so I pressured her and she gave in. So that means that later on in the relationship, if I want something and she's unwilling to do it, I could just pressure her again and I'll get her to do it. It creates a precedent for him to press the issues, or to press issues and to get his way, which is not exactly what he may want in a relationship. Keep in mind, though, that, like I keep saying, I'm not a professional when it comes to relationship advice. I'm not a shrink therapist or a psychologist. I can only speak about my experiences and the experiences of others and what I've seen, and, of course, make logical conclusions and that kind of stuff. So moving on, after the half hour mark, I'll let you know exactly what I think about the topic. So stay tuned. Put your hand in the air. Put your hand in the air. Put your hand in. I see Dominic in the listener list in the live broadcast there. Good night to you, Dominic. How are you doing? Hope all is well.
Put your hand in the air, hold fast. Cause tonight the party can done, the vibe can done, the fun can done, the rum can done. Hand in the air, hold fast. Cause tonight we met the last one, the vibe can done, the fun can done, the rum can done.
So just to reiterate, if you would have joined us late in the broadcast of the podcast, a little rhyme there, we're talking about keeping it marriage. Both men and women could decide that they want to keep their virginity for marriage, but it is mostly a female thing. You don't really hear of men saying, oh, I want to keep my virginity for until I get married. With that also, it's a heavier emphasis is placed on having a virgin for a bride, even down to the traditional wedding gown. If you pay attention to how brides dress when they're married, then you would know that the virgin bride usually wears a veil and the non-virgin bride doesn't. So I guess that's a trick. That's something some of you might have learned tonight. Yeah, the virgin bride usually wears a veil. The non-virgin doesn't. Again, a lot of emphasis and value is placed on the female virginity. But it's okay for men to run around and frolic and sow their royal oats, as the saying goes. It's very frowned upon for women to do the exact same thing. That's one of society's most famous double standards. So when it comes down to how a guy should deal with a relationship where he's required to wait for marriage before being intimate, like I said, I'm going to give you my thoughts on the topic after the half hour mark, and we got about 9 minutes to go before the half hour mark. So in about 9 minutes, give or take, you'll hear exactly what I think about the topic. In the meantime, we will be listening to some music, and I'll be, you know, interjecting every now and again as messages come in. I know a lot of people right now are experiencing cricket fever. One of my listeners told me point blank she got cricket fever right now, so she ain't making it to tune in. So, you know, I can't really be vexed with her about that. So, but as always, the Voice Note First podcast is available for listening after the show has ended on Facebook and 7 other platforms, which include Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Radio Public, among others. So you have lots of options after the show has ended. You can even listen to it on Facebook after the show has ended. It's always there, right? So stay tuned.
The lane, pour a shot till we see them again. Now we run the party, since they're not right now. Still in the game, I'm still in the. One more time for the bass, when we sing, sir.
Yeah. You ready for this one? Boy, is agriculture, but
put your hand in the air like
hand in the air,
rock in the air like
rock in the air,
rock in the air like
rock in the air.
Everybody work, let me go. I want to see hands up with your fork, rocks up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up with your fork, rocks up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to.
Good night to you, Anya. Anaya, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. Thank you for tuning in.
So me and my wife, we don't spoil the sun.
We do, you know.
No garden tools, every possession, but I got a four.
All right, so while I don't cover religion and I don't cover politics, the concept of having a virgin bride is something that Christianity is a major proponent of. So I did a little quick search, and I'm going to read some verses from the Bible that speak about virginity and marriage. So, you know, you could get a little bit of a backdrop kind of thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 to 4, it says, "Now concerning matters about which you wrote, it is good for a man not to have sexual relations with a woman. But because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband. The husband should give to his wife her conjugal rights, and likewise the wife to her husband. For the wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. Likewise, the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another, except perhaps by agreement, for a limited time, that you may devote yourselves to prayer. But then come together again, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-time. That you may devote your... because of your lack of self-control, rather." So this verse here, probably speaking about... Hey, Kiki, good night. This verse is probably speaking about one of the things that would be an issue. It's not directly speaking about it, but it mentions, so that Satan may not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. Now, a lack of self-control is something that is going to be experienced by a man that is already sexually active, that would have already experienced sex, while waiting for a virgin bride to get married to, or whatever the case is. Like I said earlier in the podcast, while you may be waiting for marriage, to get married, to be intimate, which is not an altogether bad thing to do, someone who would have already been sexually active now has to wait on you, and that is going to cause some sexual frustration on his part. It's something that he's going to have to deal with. He's going to have to find ways of dealing with. So I think one of the contributors earlier came in and said that there are different types of people. There are some that will wait and some that won't wait. And this may contribute to why some men may not wait. There are a whole heap of other verses here. Let me give a quick time check before I continue reading any. So...
Rum can done, the vibes can done. Rum can done, the vibes can done. Rum can done, the vibes can done.
All right, we got 3 minutes before I let loose on my views and probably my experiences, if I have any in this area. Genesis 2:4 says, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Well, everybody knows that verse, I guess. Hebrews 13:4 says, "Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous." 1 Corinthians 7:8-9 says, "To the unmarried and the widows, I say that it is good for them to remain single as I am. But if they cannot exercise self-control, they should marry. For it is better to marry than to burn with passion." All right, here's a case for marriage. If you can't wait, marry the girl. There is a perfectly reasonable alternative to waiting on her. If she wants to get married before she has sex, and the relationship is such that you guys are, you know, you're comfortable with one another, you could see yourself building a future together and all these things, then by all means, go right ahead, proceed and marry the young lady. Right? It says right here, it is better to marry than to burn with passion. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 7:2 says, "Because of the temptation to sexual immorality, each man should have his own wife and each woman her own husband." 1 Corinthians 6:18-20 says, "Flee from sexual immorality. Every other sin a person commits is outside the body, but the sexual immoral person sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God. You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. All right. We're at the half hour mark. Time to let you know what I think about the topic. But before I do, I gotta tell you about the good folks over at Diamond Optical, who have a 6-month credit plan for you to get your glasses. They have a lifetime service arrangement available. They're located on the third floor of City Mall, and their telephone number is 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision. You cannot get a better deal on contact lenses and glasses in Guyana other than a Diamond Optical. Currently, the elevator at City Mall is out of commission, but there is the escalator which will take you up a good way, and then you could just, you know, jog the stairs. For me, it's worth the deal. So, yeah. Moving on. What do I think about this topic? Sex before marriage. Well, if you know me, obviously you know I didn't wait. not obviously, I guess. But no, I did not wait until I got married to have sex. I respect people that decide to wait until they're married to be intimate. It is, of course, their right to do so. It is, after all, their body. And, you know, we were just going through some verses in the Bible that say, you know, your body is the temple of the Lord inside you, the Holy Spirit, and all that. How should a man deal with a relationship in which he's required to wait for marriage before being intimate? First and foremost, he's going to have to exercise patience. I see also another part of this topic in the scenario we're talking about him being disrespectful. So disrespectful, where is it? He doesn't know how to speak to her properly. I guess that could come across as being disrespectful also. You gotta exercise patience as a man. It's gonna be difficult, especially if you're already sexually active. And I've been in a position where I was with a young lady that was a virgin, and she wasn't ready to become sexually active as yet, so I had to wait. Turns out that I probably wasn't the man to clip the cherry. You know, that's how things go sometimes. You can't catch them all. But I did respect her wishes. I tell you something, it was very frustrating. So you gotta respect her wishes. You gotta be patient. Another thing also is that if sex is the motivator behind the relationship, if sex is the driving force behind the relationship, you run the risk of the relationship going stale or sour or just playing bottom out of boredom because there's nothing else in the relationship for you. Persons in a relationship should have things in common. They should be able to go places. You know, there should be other things to do besides sex. Because even in an intimate relationship, there's only so much sex you could have. I mean, yes, some may argue that you could lock up in your house and have sex all day, but you're going to get tired. You're going to get physically tired. Your body's going to run down, especially the male. So there needs to be other things that you do besides sex. So I believe that if it is that she is unwilling to have sex before marriage, this gives you the perfect opportunity to courtin', as old people used to say. Take her to the gardens, take her to movies, buy her presents, write her love letters. And I think a lot of this has been lost on the younger generation because I don't see people writing love letters. I hardly see couples walking in the gardens as much as they used to back in the day. So you don't want the relationship to go boring, because then it could end just out of boredom, because there's no communication, there's no spice in the relationship, and spice does not necessarily have to come with sexual intimacy. So to deal with the scenario holistically, if a guy is really nice to his girl but gets annoyed easily, don't know how to speak to his girl properly and can't control his sexual hormones, him getting annoyed easily Could be a sign of his sexual frustration, especially, like I said, if he's already sexually active or would have already been sexually active before meeting this young lady. That can be a manifestation of his sexual frustrations. However, that is no excuse for him not knowing how to speak to her. And a lot of men are guilty, myself probably included, are guilty of not being able to speak to women properly, because sometimes we get frustrated and we lose our cool, and while it's ideal that we keep a level head and all these things, sometimes tempers flare and, you know, things happen or things are said. Controlling his hormones. Buddy, I don't know what to tell you. In terms of this hormones controlling thing, people say drink swank, take a cold shower, masturbation. I could tell you this drinking swank thing though, what I could do is that you could drink a set of lime juice. This is what I could happen. The cold shower, the cold shower is 50-50. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. For some, a cold shower may have the exact opposite effect to what they're hoping for. Because there are some people that get turned on by cold weather and that kind of stuff. So the big question, should she as a virgin, saving it for marriage, stay in that relationship? Alright. Should she stay? This is going to have to be completely up to her. She's going to have to decide, because I should guess, or I would guess, that he's pressuring her to give it up before marriage. And anybody that is trying to force you to do something that you don't do is not somebody that you should be with. If it is that he's riding you or riding your nerves or trying to get you to do something that you don't want to do, trying to get you to have sex with him before you guys get married or before marriage, more likely he's not the one for you. Any man that wants to be with you will respect your wishes, especially such a wish where it is of high value or high importance to you to keep your virtue or your virginity until marriage. So I think that given that he doesn't know how to control his hormones, he doesn't know how to speak to her properly, and he gets annoyed easily, all of which could be signs or manifestations of his sexual frustration, she has two options. She could speak to him, she has a couple of options rather. She could speak to him about the situation, they could both get counseling. She could leave, clearly. It is a very valid option and probably the most recommended option. But she could also stay and try to work things out in terms of helping him find alternatives, like maybe he should masturbate. Maybe he should try cold showers and these kind of things. But if all else fails, then by all means, leave the relationship, because like I said earlier, like Dom alluded to me saying earlier, if he gets through in pressuring you as a female to have sex with him before marriage, which is something that you don't want to do, then who's to say that after you guys get married, if you get married, that he's not going to use the same tactic to get things that he wants in the relationship? Like, he may want you to do something that you're not comfortable with. And because he knows that he's already gotten you to have sex outside of marriage by simply forcing you to do so or simply singing in your ears about it, as we Guyanese say, then he may try to do the same thing about whatever it is that you're not comfortable doing that he wants you to do. Also, one of the things you risk having sex outside of marriage when holding that as something that is important to you is him just getting what he wants and leaving. I think one of the things that saving your virginity for marriage almost ensures, almost, is that the person you give it up to is your husband. And it is easier for somebody to leave just a relationship where they're having sex than it is for somebody to leave a marriage. In order for you to leave a marriage, you gotta go and get a whole divorce. You gotta go and pay for it. Right? So, excuse me. So, there's one bonus, there's one upside right there to waiting until marriage to have sex. But like another contributor came in earlier and said, or messaged earlier and said, what about if you guys wait until marriage to have sex, then you have sex and fantasy is not sexually compatible? That's a reality, that's a risk that you're gonna have to face. In understanding a male's behavior towards sex and all these things, you gotta understand that sex for a man and sex for a woman is two different things. They are two different things driving the need for sex when it comes to a man and when it comes to a woman. For a man, it's kind of like a need, it's kind of like a necessity. There's something in us just driving us to have sex. For a woman, it's more of a display of intimacy and an act of love and lovemaking. But for a man, it's more purpose-driven. It's more of a need. It's more of an innate need in us for us to have sex. And to some extent, it's a need for women also. There have been instances where women have become extremely sexually frustrated. They get headaches and migraines and can't function properly and all these kind of things. But those are women that who would have already been sexually active. They're not women that just come out of the blue and become sexually frustrated just like that while still having their maidens intact. Look at that. I've been talking for a little while. But those are my views on the topic. If it is that that he can't understand that, look, she doesn't want to give it up before marriage, then he needs not be there. It's not somebody you need to be with, especially if he's forcing you all the time. Even a man that has been sexually active, if he loves the woman that he's with and she wants to wait until marriage, he's going to find a way to allow her to fulfill that that goal of waiting until they get married to have sex. Right? He's gonna say, all right, you wanna wait? I'll wait. I'll go through what I gotta go through. Someone came in earlier and said that some men may have sex on the outside of the relationship to satisfy their needs. That is a possibility, but it is not a possibility that he should go and tell his mate that. I don't know. In a relationship, you shouldn't have secrets. So if he's going to be going out of the relationship to satisfy his needs, I think his partner should know, because there are risks that he is running that would affect both of them in the long run, especially if they end up getting married. So if he's going to go outside to fulfill his sexual desires, he should let her know. It should be a discussion between the two of them. It should be a decision arrived at by both parties, if that's the route that you guys want to take. However, this dude could just be having cold showers and masturbating and easing his stress. A man that is in love with a female that wants to wait until marriage is going to find ways to keep the relationship alive without sex. Like I said, there are things you could do. You could go places, you could participate in events for couple events like games and going on trips and camping and all kinds of stuff. There are so many things you could do to keep the relationship alive while not having sex. And this is where the creativity and ingenuity of the couple comes. And I think that waiting till marriage to have sex is a real test of the relationship. It's a real test of the characters involved in the relationship. You get to see how driven and how motivated people are and just how far they will go to make each other happy without sex, because like I said, it's going to be very trying. And if somebody could pull that off, if somebody could go for 2 or 3 years with you without having sex, then that's somebody to cherish and to keep, because that person would have sacrificed a lot to make you happy, to put you into consideration, to take into consideration your feelings, your beliefs, and your wishes. So yeah, I believe that if they can't come to an agreement, if he can't be respectful towards her, then by all means she should leave. That is my two cents on the topic. Thanks for listening. I've been rambling for a while. So, music.
See my thinking you have alone. Papa showing up while you calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a squeeze.
You looking for horn, let me play that for you. In Guyanese terms, you get enough blow. You facing the sun and reflecting you. You ever see no man think why he call you shadow. He tell you enough time that he need him space. Baby say cheese, he hide him face. Now this is the thing that I don't embrace. But this song is not what crazy is. Again, my girl, you like a song track. You play a role in the band.
Alright, I've been talking for a while. We now have about 50 minutes remaining in the podcast. Remember, the topic is keeping it for marriage. How should a man deal with a relationship in which he's required to wait for marriage before being intimate? Tonight's scenario is, if a guy is really nice to this girl, but gets annoyed easily, doesn't know how to speak to his girl properly, and can't control his sexual hormones, should she, as a virgin, saving it for marriage, stay in that relationship or not? We still have time in the podcast, so anyone that sends in a voice note or a message, it will be aired or read. Stay tuned for any further incoming messages or voice notes.
Try saying with Teletubbies or one of them. Now check my bars. Me say me father than them, me more lyrically. Because the rhythm come close like the military. Captivate them soul academically. Because your rhymes done dead in the cemetery. Don't pollute the system, it's chemically. I am a lyrical general, generally. Crucify these artists biblically. But who send? You send. Them send for me. Because me father than your family, your friend them. Me can't send any jet and defend them. Because me got more lyrics on me book and on me pocket and me stack it and me knock it and me lend them. You can bring in the boy, yeah, send them. Send in the artist one time, end them. Cause we not take tough chat back. Chat stop that. We gonna send them back in on your pen. Then put your hands up if you rate me. They come lately. They want talk but talk and debate me. How we no fear no boy with a bad bun the road. And you know send the rice need gravy. This is crazy insta you bravely. Lock down the place like music and slavery. And if you feel me name getting weary, jump out and put the ace off the pacey. Yeah. Them no bad.
I just remembered or something just a conversation or several conversations I would have had the past with guys and friends just popped into my head. There's in society, men that wait for a woman to become sexually active with him when they get married, it's something that is not necessarily what's the word I'm looking for? It's not necessarily championed by, it's not going to necessarily be championed by his peers. It depends on the people that he socializes with, of course. Like if he's socializing with people of a godly nature, you know, like church members, and he's a church guy, then they probably would root for him. But the average person on the street, the average man on the street is not going to be championing that cause. That person, the man on the street is going to be thinking that this banner is some kind of girl, some kind of fool, because she could be telling him that she got it and she ain't got it and these kinds of things. Now, I guess there have been a few cases where people have pulled people into thinking that, yo, they still got a maiden, and, you know, if you want it, you could go and marry me for it, and then, you know, come to get married and find the person ain't got it. But, this is the risk we take. Living in itself is a risk. Everything you do is a gamble. So, like I say, if you respect that woman, if you love that woman, you're going to wait. Don't worry with what people tell you, but, you know, she's just trying to make you a fool and this and that, and you're soft, he's a soft man, and all these things. These are going to be things that that person is facing, which makes it all the more better as a tested relationship. To see if that person is going to wait for you until you decide to get married. You don't necessarily even got to be a virgin to tell the person, look, watch, I want to wait until I get married to have sex. It's your choice. You decide, yeah, I already had sex before and, you know, you get used or whatever, and it didn't end the way you wanted it to end. You decide, like, look, well, I will go wait until I get married the next time before I have sex. It's your choice. And if he goes through what he has to go through and waits on you until you guys get until the two of you get married to have sex, then do that. That's the guy for you, because he would have sacrificed a lot in terms of his own frustrations, in terms of hearing a lot of stimulus on the street from people that may know that that he is not getting any to be with you, and that is admirable and respectable. So that is my take on it. That's just something I just remembered and that I'd share. Got 10 minutes more remaining in this podcast. Good night, Madonna. How are you tonight? We're talking about keeping it for marriage. How should a man deal with a relationship in which he is required to wait for marriage before being intimate? Tonight we have a scenario. If a guy is really nice to this girl but gets annoyed easily and doesn't know how to speak to his girl properly and can't control his sexual hormones, should she, as a virgin, saving it for marriage, stay in that relationship, or should she just leave? That is our topic. That's what we're discussing. Feel free to weigh in if you have anything to say. You could say it in the comments. You could message me. Send a vote.
Give me the drum and the bass. Holy ways, step in the place. Holy ways, here in the case. Holy ways, 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 holy ways.
Watch him.
Holy ways,
he's searching.
Holy ways,
he looking at.
Holy ways,
watch him.
Holy ways,
he's searching.
Holy ways,
he looking at.
Holy ways,
we searching.
Holy ways,
we looking at.
Holy ways,
we the watch race.
Holy ways,
we the watch race.
Holy ways,
we the watch race.
Holy ways,
give me the drum and the bass.
Holy ways,
me crazy case.
Holy ways,
step in the place.
Holy ways,
see the case.
Holy ways,
people them fighting power. People them fighting fame. People them trying to fight crazy ace, but alive and still in the game. Some people them looking for love, and other people looking for money. Some people on the corner late at night looking for your morning buddy. Some people say they don't like black, and other people don't like white. Well, let me leave.
All right, just about 8 minutes remaining before we get out of here. I want to thank everybody that came in, everybody that sent in their messages and their voice notes and all that. I want to thank, of course, the person that suggested this topic. It's an interesting topic, not in the least because I know at least two people that this would apply to. Yeah, it's an interesting topic. Very interesting topic. It's not something that is commonplace these days. Even in the church, a lot of people in the church don't usually wait until marriage to become sexually active. And young people that endeavor to do so should be highly respected. I mean, it's something that is talked about a lot. It's something that is spoken about in church and this and that. But a lot of people in church don't usually wait. So it is good to, from a religious perspective, I believe, or from a moral perspective, or values perspective, to see people who would like to wait until they get married to become sexually active. Of course, earlier I spoke about the pros and cons of this. On the upside, you know that if he waits for you, that he is really truly interested in it, because it's easier for you to leave a relationship that you're just having sex in than it is for you to leave a marriage. For you to leave a marriage, you gotta go and spend money. Of course, you gotta go and spend money to get into the marriage. Well, not as much. You could get married for next to nothing. But to leave a marriage is completely different. You gotta look at division of property and all these things, and you gotta spend money to get a lawyer. So, having a potential suitor wait until marriage to have sex is almost like securing your relationship in a manner of speaking, because you know that he or she is now invested heavily into that relationship and they're not just going to ups and leave. And that's, of course, they got the money like that to ups and leave, but, you know. On the downside, though, you could be saving it for marriage and then you find out later on that, you know, you guys aren't sexually compatible and that's after you guys get married. So there are upsides and downsides to everything in life, and those are just one upside and downside to marriage. Waiting until you get married to have sex. So that is that. Back to the music while we wait for anybody who is going to be late with their voice note messages. Text messages to the topic. Stay tuned. Diamond Optical family, if you're listening, good night to you. Shout out to you all, Madonna and the family. Hope everything is well with you. Alright, so it's our final, 3 minutes? 4 minutes? That's our final 4 minutes in the program. Just to reiterate my view. If you can't speak to you properly, you can't deal with sexual frustrations, and you guys can't come to an understanding, then it really makes no sense of her staying, because if he's going to continue pressuring her, or if he's going to pressure her to have sex outside of marriage and it's something that she doesn't want to do, then he clearly has no respect for her as an individual and her, and no respect for her morals and her values. So it's best she leaves. If, however, they can come to some sort of arrangement where he learns to deal with his needs, he has some way of dealing with his needs, and, you know, it's not a problem, then fine. But the lack of respect for him, he has, when speaking to her is going to be a problem, so he has to address that. That is it. We are winding down now. Got 3 minutes left in the program. Like I said earlier, I respect any woman that wants to wait until she gets married to have sex. That is something to be admired. However, don't be in a relationship and you're already having sex and then decide, oh, I'm going to wait until I get married to have sex. You're already in a relationship with somebody having sex, then you go turn and say, yo, you know what? This wasn't supposed to happen outside the marriage, you know. We should wait. It got caused a serious problem in the relationship. So don't do that. But by all means, if you're single and you're a virgin, or you've been single for a while and you decide that you don't want to have sex outside of marriage again, or you don't want to have sex outside of marriage at all, then you have the right to say, yo, well, I don't want to have sex outside of marriage. And anybody that wants to be with you, that loves you, will respect that and will wait on you. That leaves room for that person waiting for you not being the one that you choose. Because like I said, this kind of scenario is going to put the relationship to a test. And if he or she passes and waits and the relationship lasts throughout that wait, then you have a very good life partner right there. But if he or she can't wait and they end up leaving, then it was never meant to be. I think it's a very good test of the strength of a relationship. It tests the creativity of people in the relationship. All right, that's about all I have time for tonight. Want to thank you guys for listening and coming through, for sharing, of course, the live feed. Want to thank all the commenters, all the contributors, rather, who sent in their voice notes and their text messages. This is your host, Joel Frank, saying good night to you. I will be in your ear again on Monday. I do have some topic ideas for Monday, so you should get a topic released for Monday, either tomorrow or Sunday. Thank you once again for joining me. This has been Joel Frank with the Voice Note Files. Do enjoy the rest of your evening. Night. Take a while, you turn back way. The guy and his boy make you come down here.